And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of August, 2024. It's the birthday of Marty Keel, born 1948. Marty Keel was a vegan ecofeminism activist scholar. Ecofeminism is a philosophical and political movement that combines ecological concerns with feminist ones, regarding both as resulting from male domination of society. Marty Keel was born in New York City. For as long as she could remember, she was drawn to other-than-human animals. At the age of 12, she performed her first protest on behalf of animals when she turned her back to the camera in a family photograph that excluded her beloved cat, Booty Tat. In 1973, she became a vegetarian after a series of unnerving experiences in restaurants and grocery stores made her increasingly aware of the living beings that constituted meat. 4 years later, while living in Montreal, she joined the grassroots organization Animal Liberation Collective, which introduced her to a wide spectrum of animal abuse issues. As she learned of the horrific treatment of non-human animals on farms and in society at large, she became a vegan. After relocating to California, she co-founded Feminists for Animal Rights, or FAR, in 1982, hoping to bridge the divisions between the feminist and animal advocacy movements. In the same year, she developed a slideshow illustrating the commonalities in the ways women and other-than-human animals are viewed under patriarchal society. Adopted by FAR, the presentation has since been shown throughout the United States and abroad. Over the years, FAR grew into a national organization with regional offices throughout the United States and internationally. Keel's articles have been translated into multiple languages and have appeared in numerous journals and anthologies. Her groundbreaking 1985 article, The Liberation of Nature, A Circular Affair, offered the first feminist critique of environmental ethics. Originally published in Environmental Ethics, the article has been widely cited and republished in several edited volumes. Along with many of her other articles, this essay has been required reading in numerous college courses. It also laid the foundation for the future focus of her work at the juncture between animal advocacy and environmental ethics. Over the years, Keel's primary goal was to develop an eco-feminist, holistic philosophy that could bridge the seemingly disparate movements and philosophies of feminism, animal advocacy, and environmental ethics. Drawing on the model of holistic health, Keel believed that eco-feminism offers this possibility of a genuinely holistic way of perceiving the world. Keel received her doctorate in religious studies from the Graduate Theological Union. In 2008, her book Nature Ethics, An Ecofeminist Perspective was published by Roman and Littlefield. She was a visiting scholar at the Department of Environmental Science, Policy, and Management, University of California, Berkeley. Marty Keel said, "By shedding light on the root causes of social problems, ecofeminism can help us to deepen our capacity for empathy for all living beings, thereby helping to bring about a world of peace and respect for all living beings." And here's a poem for today by Jared K. Anderson entitled Home. An ant crosses your carpet. A spider weaves a pattern older than mammals beneath your stairs. Just nod, breathe, and think, good, it's all still here. The forest, the mountains, the desert, at home in my home. The sterile white box is the stranger, not the ant, not the spider. The poem Home by Jared K. Anderson from his collection Field Guide to the Haunted Forest and used here with permission from the author. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every creature wants to see another sunrise.